7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Yeah, okay. Oh. Let's keep our eyes open. Pay attention this time. And here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And I'm rather proud of that fact. So, yeah, guess what? We're down at the creek again today. Boy, had I known it was actually this still, I probably would have gone somewhere else, but yeah, I know we're having a lot of creek days. But come on, it's early in the season. We've been seeing great stuff. It's Saturday, so there's tons of people golfing. I can see people on almost every hole. And it's a very warm day. It might be too warm. It's about 23 degrees. That's not good for me. And it's partly sunny. There's some clouds rolling through. The point of it being, there's probably lost golf balls. Because if it was warm all morning, then people probably played golf. And if people play golf, people lose golf balls. There's some people right there even getting ready to lose some golf balls in my ravine, I hope. I'm just standing up here at the top of the creek bank, looking into the trees for any owls. I'm not immediately seeing any, but I rarely see them when I walk up. Usually I walk up and they're sitting there. I don't see them. I get too close. They spook and then I see them and I say, ooh, there's an owl. Oh, it seems warm. It seems it's a little bit too warm today. I am noticing that the trees have budded and there's little tiny green leaflets. All right, so those guys are off the hole. These guys can finally take their turn. There's Blue Jays. Oh, somebody almost got hit by a golf ball. There's Blue Jays squawking upstream. What is that all about? Maybe it's an owl. Okay, well, let's go down. Let's go down into the creek. What was that, Blue Jay? Let's go down into the creek and see if we can find ourselves some golf balls. Some good golf balls. Pray for good golf balls. Ugh. Oh, you hear that sound? Knock, knock. Was that just the wind blowing the trees together? Was that the sound of an owl taking flight? I don't see any owls. Alright, let's check the creek situation. Oh gosh, this is odd. Wait, there's something in the water. There's color in the water. This is odd in that some of the golf balls are gone. Some of the white golf balls that I have left down here are now gone. That one that's in the tree roots is gone. The ones that were on the mud flats are gone. There's at least three new golf balls down there in the deep water. Two of them are white. One of them's a red or an orange or maybe a pink. Oh, and there's something weird over here too. Okay, bend over, grab the stick. This is the wrong end. Grab this end of the stick. And here's a new golf ball. See, there's footprints over there too. I can see where somebody stepped over the deep water to grab the white golf ball. I think there's a pink in the water right here. Oh, okay. I am now down. I am down in the creek. There's some mati footprints right here. And I got the forked stick. And we're going for golf ball number one. Oh, got it. We got some gloppy leaves. We're just going to keep carrying the ball on the stick. We're going to deposit it in the water right here. And we'll wash it off here in a second. It is a pink. Okay, now what's in the deep water down in here? We got two white golf balls. Oh, there's some big mati tracks over here by these human tracks. Yep. Somebody stepped right here. They stepped over the deep water to get to the little ravine, and they dug that white golf ball out of the roots. Then they stepped back. Here's another white one under here. Why didn't they go for any of the golf balls in the water? Well, maybe these weren't here. Maybe these ones in the water just arrived this morning. Okay, now, is this a red under here? I think there's a red. Oh no, and I lost it. Meaning I have covered it up with leaves. No, oh, I can just kind of barely see it. But I can't get the fork to it. Okay, we're going to have to resort to trying to feel for it and push it up the bank. What was that sound? Tobe looks up. I don't see any owls flying above me. All right, the problem now is that I have started stirring up the mud. And now the water's muddy. I can't see the ball. We may have lost it because I can no longer feel it either. Oh, this isn't good. Well, I guess we can't get them all. All right, where are you? I can see my stick down to about a depth of 15 centimeters. And the whole bottom of the creek is just leaves. And now I cannot even feel the gulp. Oh, there he is. Knock, knock. He's knocking on the stick. He's right around here somewhere. Oh, I had him. Wait, is that him right there? Oh. This sure does seem like a lot of work for a golf ball. Hey, there's bugs. There's a bug on me. Where is he? Where is that bad boy? I just had him. Is that him? Is that him right there? There's a stick in here blocking my way and everything. Wait, what is that? Right there. I can't see anything, but I can feel something at the end of my stick. I wonder if I can just reach my hand in there. Am I close enough? This is where I fall into the creek. Where is it? Where is it? I don't feel any golf balls down here. Come on, baby. It was a nice red. It's a Callaway or something. A Callaway or a Titleist. Wait. Another stick. Move the stick. Lost it. Lost it. And I've stirred up so much mud, we can't even see some of the white golf balls now. Okay, back to the stick. For now, I am determined. I am determined to take my prize. What's that? What am I... I can just kind of feel something at the end of the stick here. Okay. I'm going to leave it alone for now. Let the mud settle. And then we'll take another look. Alright, so what about this pink? Let's wash him off. Ooh, he's very dirty. It's nothing good. not even worth saving. It's just a pink nitro, but all the markings have been knocked off of it. It's done. It's used up. It's got nothing left to give. So I'm going to put it in my pocket anyway. And I'm going to pick up the stick. And I'm going to walk upstream in the middle of the creek. Which means I got to step over the thing, the picnic table. Oh, okay, so now I'm in a good strategic spot to see stuff. Here's another white golf ball up here. There's one hiding in the water. That's an old one. This is a new one. I'm looking at the opposite bank, looking for any possible golf balls. I don't see any, but there's a lot of leaves. It's dead leaf season. Dead leaf season. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, what am I doing? I should leave this stick behind. This is the golf ball retrieval stick. Oh, but there is a golf ball in the water up here. It's that yellow one. Ooh, there's a white way up there. What's up? There's another white one in the water. Well, the funny thing is, I think the stick will reach. Yeah, I can reach and I can even pick it up. And I let it fall back in the water. We don't need any yellows, that's for damn sure. We got two jugs of yellows. Two jugs, I say. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going to put this stick next to this tree. So I'll be reminded to grab it when we come back past here. So now we're going to go upstream, back up on the bank here. Oh, looking around. I can feel direct sunlight on me. It is warm. It is a warm day today, which kind of not a good thing. I overheated the other day too. All right. What are we doing? Why are we going upstream? Just to look for stuff. Like, I don't know, maybe there's some ducks hiding up here. Maybe there's an owl in the trees. I'm looking up, I don't see anything. But let's keep moving, because if we move, he might move. And when he moves, all the other little birds freak out. And we do have a lot of bird chatter up here, but it doesn't sound like angry warning bird chatter. It's just regular bird chatter. And bugs. There's bugs. There's bugs hanging around. I guess it's really spring now. It does feel pretty springy.
Squawk, squawk to you too.
Okay, how much further do I want to go? I'm starting to feel hot. But, I'm not tingly or stingy yet. Let's play this one smart. Alright, so haven't run into any ducks yet. Huh. Last couple days we've been down here, we've run into some wood ducks, much to their chagrin. Almost as far as we can go. We're going to sneak up on the cliff. Oh, here's some fresh poop. Looks like Mati poops. And no. There's no ducks hiding down here. Yeah. Well, okay. That's cool, I guess. All right. Well, where's my matis? We got some fresh mati poop here on the trail right by this tree where we have found it before. It means we've got mati action down here. I haven't seen any marmots down here yet this year. I've been seeing the occasional marmot in weird places because, well, that's where you see them. They're always in really weird places where you don't expect them. I've been seeing some turkeys. Oh, I was over at my friend Brant's house a couple nights ago. We were listening to some music and stuff, but anyway, when I was leaving his house, I was driving down his street. He lives kind of out in a rural area, so this is no surprise, but I'm just kind of cruising down the hill, and two turkeys popped out onto the street. And I had to slow down and stop, and then a third one popped out of the bushes, and they crossed the street, and they went into these people's yard. It was pretty great. I like turkeys. And of course, I've probably told you, maybe I haven't, but I've been seeing all the turkeys that live in the Heron Haven area. You know, there's a flock of turkeys that live on that street. And I've been by there a few times, driving up and down Turkey Street, and yeah, I've seen the turkeys every time. They love it there. They love hanging out there. So that's fun. Ow. Okay. The plan now is to check to see if we can get that red golf ball. See if we can see it. I'm grabbing the stick that I placed strategically next to the tree. We can't spend much time doing this. I think I'm weaseling out. Gotta watch the health conditions today, right? Yeah, right, yeah, right. Yeah, right. So, with stick in hand, I go back down into the creek bed. Yeah. Walk by a white golf ball. Walk by another white golf ball. And we go over here into this little zone. Now, where is that guy? Oh, mud has not settled at all. I can't see where that white one was. Well, wait, is that him right there? Am I feeling it? No. Oh. There's a strange sinking feeling in my stomach. Wait. That's him right there, isn't it? Hard to tell. Maybe not. The sinking feeling that I've lost a golf ball. But I haven't actually lost a golf ball. I just have failed to retrieve a golf ball. Which is somehow seems more insulting to my ego. See, what's that right there? I can feel it. That feels like a golf ball. Can we push that up here? No. Where is it? Right there. Okay, hold on. Maybe I can reach in here and just grab it. Yeah. No. God damn it. I got the white one. It's a white Callaway. Number one. Oh, you. You evil god of golf balls is denying me. Denying me my Callaway Red. Oh. Okay. One more pass with the stick. Basically what I'm doing is I'm kind of brushing the stick. See, here's something. I'm brushing the stick along. That's too far away. I need to get that closer to the bank. Dragging the stick along the bottom of the creek. Wait. What's this? I've got something. I keep hitting something right here. Where is he? What is this? That's a stick. I think maybe I was just feeling that stick. Oh, wait, no, I just... Ball in. Smack. It was down there. Somebody just hit a ball right into the creek. Right as I thought I felt something. Just lots of leaves. Wait, what's this right here? Nope. All right, I'm gonna have to give this up. Yeah, we're about done. I have a feeling that I'm gonna start not feeling well very soon. Okay, so I'll throw the stick back up onto the bank. Save it for future use. Oh, okay, well, not the greatest golf ball day. Oh, my back is a little stiff. Yeah, I'm done. So what are we gonna do now? Well, I guess we can turn on the synth. wrap it up. You have been listening to the Dubious Golf Ball and Synthesizer Subcommittee, a division of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. And this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Thank you.